Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. One of my favorite things to do with my father when I was a young boy was to wrestle. Many an evening were spent down on the living room floor, locked in mortal combat. Well, maybe it wasn't quite that serious. But we did have some pretty good battles, let me tell you. But one way or another, my dad would always get me in some type of hold that I couldn't get out of and would have to say uncle if I was ever to be let go. Even as I got a little bit bigger than him and stronger, somehow he always managed to leverage my weight against me, and he get me to a point where I had to give up. I went on to wrestle in grade school and my first year in high school, but I was never any good. And yet, I always enjoyed watching it. I still do. I'm amazed at sometimes at how a person who knows what he's doing can lock up and force into submission someone who is actually bigger and stronger than himself. Now, anyone who's ever been on the receiving end of an arm bar knows exactly what I'm talking about. You can wiggle and you can squirm, but you're not getting out of it unless you give up. Or, I guess, unless you cheat. I think that's kind of what happened in our Old Testament reading this morning. I hate to say this, but I think God cheated. You see, Jacob had wrestled with him throughout the night. And when God saw that he couldn't overpower Jacob, he touched Jacob's hip and wrenched it. Whatever that means, I don't know exactly what that is, but whatever it is, it doesn't sound very good. It sounds like it could be kind of painful. Regardless, Jacob would not let go. Now, I don't know this to be true because the scripture doesn't say it, but I always kind of thought and think that Jacob had God in an arm bar, and so God was stuck. But instead of forcing God to say uncle in order to let him go, Jacob said that God needed to give him a blessing, and God did. God blessed Jacob with a new name and protected him from his brother Esau, and made him the one through whom the Messiah would one day come. But it all happened because Jacob would not let go of God. His wrestling match with God through that night served as a sort of metaphor for the story of his life, but also as an illustration of faith. It didn't matter to Jacob that the wrestling match was long and difficult. Didn't matter that it seemed as if the odds were against him. He was wrestling with God. Didn't even matter that God did some things like wrenched his hip that seemed like totally out of the character of God to do. Yet Jacob held on to God and would not let go of him until he blessed him. That's the definition and essence of faith. That's what God calls us to when he calls us to believe in him. That's the tenacity and the resolve and the perseverance with which each and every one of us should cling to the heart of God. This is the kind of faith that we saw demonstrated in God's servant Job, who, if you know the story, wrestled with God in his own way. And even after God had allowed everything that Job owned and that Job loved to be taken away from him, Job still said these words, "Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him." This is the kind of faith that we saw demonstrated and lived out in the life of the Apostle Paul, who wrestled with God over his thorn in the flesh. Paul couldn't understand why God would allow his servant, his faithful servant, namely himself, to have trials and sufferings that would hinder his ministry and his mission. But God told Paul that his strength was made perfect in our weakness. And thus Paul said then, well, if that's the case, then I will henceforth boast in my sufferings so that Christ's power may rest on me. And this is the kind of faith that Jesus is portraying in our gospel reading today from Luke 18 as he tells the story of the persistent widow. This woman, too, like the rest of these faithful servants, wrestled with God in a manner of speaking and hung on to him until he would finally give her justice, which is the blessing that she sought. And then Jesus said, "Will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" What kind of faith will God find in you? Are you the kind of Christian who gets mad at God and gives up on him as soon as life gets a little bit messy, as soon as things don't go your way? Or do you hang on to him and wrestle with him for a while, but then when he touches your hip and wrenches it, when your life is wrenched apart, then you give up? Or do you hang on no matter what? Do you put God in a faith armbar and demand a blessing from him? Demand that he keep his promises and hang on to him for dear life no matter what, even if he should slay you? That's the kind of faith that God wants to see in you and in me, the kind that he wants to find faith in, find in us, the kind that clings to him even if it kills us to do so. That's the kind of tenacious faith that God wants you to have in him, because as I told the children earlier, that's the kind of tenacious love that he has for you. He will love you with an everlasting, persistent, steadfast love no matter what, even if it kills him. In fact, it did. For it was because of his love for us, his unyielding and unshakable love, that Jesus went to the cross to suffer and to die to pay the debt of our sin. God would not simply let go of us because we rebelled against him. But he held on to us with a father's love. And he sent us his only son to suffer, to die, to rise again, that we might have the gift of his forgiveness and the gift of everlasting life. We are forgiven and we are saved because we have a God who will not let go of us. And thus I encourage you to never, ever let go of him. Like Jacob in faith, hang on to him for dear life, no matter what. Hang on to him all the while you wrestle with him and you don't understand him. Hang on to him even when it seems like he's cheating and he's giving you a raw deal in life. Put God in that faith armbar and hold him to his word. Hold him to his promises. And I guarantee you, better than that, Scripture guarantees you that you will indeed be blessed. When Christ returns, may he find such faith in each of us to the glory of God the Father. Amen.